Hi guys, welcome back to Dumb and Dumber.
I'm Athena and I'm dumb.
And I'm Jordan and I'm dumber.
I almost forgot my line there.
I do that sometimes, I'm not gonna lie. I get a little anxious, a little scared, like when your like heart drops a little bit because you like don't really know what to say next.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, what do I say after Jordan says that?
Yeah, there was a bit of a pause.
I was trying to be like, no, because in my head I'm like, do I go first or does Jordan go first?
Mm-hmm. I know. That's usually the thought. What if we've been doing it wrong? Like, what if before...
No, I think we're doing it right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm dumb and you're dumber, so you have to go second.
Okay.
Would it make sense if, like, I'm Jordan, I'm dumber.
Yeah.
And I'm Athena, I'm dumb.
You're right. I am dumber, though?
No. No, we're equally dumb, but, like, for the purpose of the podcast, okay. You're dumber.
Okay. I see.
But you have always been dumber, right?
Yeah, I think. Okay,
yeah. Because I think I was always dumb.
You are.
Because when Michael was here, he was dumbest.
Right.
Okay,
cool.
Gotta figure it out.
Anyways, today's topic of conversation is millennials.
Yeah, we hate them. At least I do. Do you not hate millennials?
I have a soft spot in my heart for millennials, but I hate them other than that.
Okay, I see.
Like, for example, my therapist at my treatment center, most millennial person I've ever met, like infinity scarves, booties, Starbucks coffee, skinny jeans, chunky sweaters.
Side part? Like,
I think. Okay. Yes. And like she would curl her blonde hair and but like, oh, there's something kind of cute about it. I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes they're like dogs.
I see.
In a way.
Yeah.
But I also think they're super annoying.
I agree. So we found this article on Washington Post. So it has to be credible. Duh. About 5 really good reasons to hate millennials.
That's so mean. It's attacking an entire generation.
I know.
The Washington Post.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is like kind of a weird list. Not looking at it. The first one is millennials are the least generation.
The least patriarchal generation?
No,
patriotic?
Yeah,
patriotic. That's not a bad thing. Also, Gen Z is the least patriotic.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this is a weird list. Okay, let's see the next one. And why is that such a bad thing?
Yeah, who says I have to be patriotic?
Millennials are just as racist as their elders. I kind of agree.
I agree. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, and I think millennials, they like to think that they're so quote-unquote woke.
Yes.
And it's awful.
Yes. I feel like with millennials, there's a lot of, like, white savior complex.
Yeah. It just becomes into, like, oh, but I've donated money. And it's, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, they use the justification of, well, like, I don't say slurs, so I'm not racist.
Yeah. I think, honestly, like, really what, like, I don't know. I feel like it matters how you see it in your head.
Yeah.
Like, you can do all of the, like, donations and, like, protests or whatever. But if, like, different races have, like, you think about them differently in your head, it's like, well, then that's the issue. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I feel like that's a very common thing in, like, people who are, like, middle-aged right now or, like, millennials. It's like, you do all these things, but, like, how do you really think about it?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, yeah, and, like, they like to compare themselves and be like, well, I'm not, like, my Uncle Joe. You know, like, I keep my racist thoughts to myself.
Also, that should be the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, not saying slurs should be the bare minimum.
That's bare minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to generalize about millennials.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I think a
good
amount
of them. But also, let's generalize about millennials.
Yeah. This is a complete generalization.
Yeah, this is stereotyping. We're stereotyping millennials.
Yeah, we are very self-aware of this.
Sorry, y'all.
Millennials are the generation least informed about the news.
Do you think that's true?
These are all done by, like, research. Like, all of these are points that are backed up by research, which is, like...
I mean, I guess that's cool. I don't know. I thought millennials were, like...
Like, they're always on social media. I feel like they
would be
more
informed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like... I don't know. I mean, I guess if the science says it, but I feel like millennials, like, kind of... They, like, know a...
Okay, we need to clarify. What? This article was published 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
because so before Gen Z came to...
Yeah, and like, this next point, I knew it was not recent after I read this next
what?
Point. Millennials are the nation's leading vaccine skeptics. Okay, but I kind of can see it, though.
I agree. Know what I mean? Because millennials, there's just something so pretentious about them.
Like, they're like the granola parents.
Yeah. I just, like, they're so pretentious.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every millennial has one thing they, like, really think is, like, a super big deal. And they're like, no, you don't understand. Like
Harry Potter. Like, I don't know if you understand, but
literally.
It's like, okay, chill. Millennials care less about free speech than any other generation.
I also, they care less?
Like, I feel like this doesn't make sense. Okay, this Washington Post thing is not gonna work.
Tweets about millennials are so fun. Like, when they're like, oh my gosh, you know, the, like, because, like, millennials were, like, teenagers in, like, 2012, right? So they were in that, like, small bean, like, era, like, Tumblr era. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where all of the mistakes arose from.
Yeah. Okay, okay. I actually found a BuzzFeed article, the pinnacle of millennials themselves, on 28 things Gen Z hate about millennials that, as a millennial, I actually agree with.
Oh, I'm on the exact same account.
Okay, I'm glad we are.
Hubbub.
What?
Okay, so there's, like, things that millennials say, like hubbub. Like, when, what's the hubbub about?
They use that?
Yeah. I've, or, like, I did a thing when you get your hair done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a thing that millennials say.
Ugh.
It's just funny. Or, like, I don't know. Like, they are obsessed with Harry Potter, and why?
They are.
Like, or when they're like, I hate adulting. I can't adult today.
It's awful. It's like, again, bare minimum.
Literally. I don't know. No, they're just funny.
There's this tweet. This is such a funny tweet. So this article is just full of tweets of, like, what Gen Zers have said. And this is a tweet by @LoveJupiter with 4 R's. But they have a profile picture of Carl Jacobs in a dream hoodie.
Mm.
All of these are Minecraft-related things.
Mm.
And they said, I hate when millennials are like, ooh, woo, I'm a Hufflepuff. I'm a small bean. Shut up, Sarah. Just say you got bullied in your high school and go on with your day like the rest of us. But I just mean, like, the profile picture and the, like, the at just say, mm-hmm. like, so much more about our generation.
No, for real. I love our generation. Something that isn't dumb, Gen Z. Shout out to Gen Z. I love you guys. I'm a full supporter. Yes.
I think
we're fun.
Okay.
I'd rather be a Gen Z than millennial.
Well, yeah, but I feel like Gen Z isn't perfect either. I think, like, sometimes we, like, people in our generation, like, hype it up too much. Like, we're this, like, powerhouse, and it's like, no.
Yeah, I mean, we're children.
Like, kind of, I guess, but, like, not really. It's just, like,
I don't know. I think Gen Z is powerful.
Yeah, I think we're powerful. Don't get me wrong. But, like, they are thinking, like, we're gonna, like,
change the world.
Like, we're gonna create world peace. Like,
no, we're not.
It's like, okay, well, you're talking to the wrong generation.
Literally, like, I'm not creating world
peace. And
then,
like, don't you dare expect it from Gen Alpha.
Is that the next one?
Yeah, Gen Alpha.
For real?
Yeah.
Alpha and Omega? That is hilarious. Yeah. Is that what they're gonna start doing? Generation Beta?
I think it's, like, the Greek alphabet next.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, basically, Gen Alpha, they're, like watching their iPads and watching Cocomelon.
Oh, yeah. Literally. It's like, they're being sticky right now.
Yeah.
Like, they are sticky babies.
It's awful.
I know. iPad kids. Okay, let's talk about this. iPad kids. So dumb. If I am going to be a parent, you, like, my children, I'm kicking them into the forest. Like, make your potions. Make, like, fairy houses. Like, you need to do the things that I did as a kid. Like, make mud potions. Make a fairy house. Pretend like you're in the Hunger Games.
So you're going
to
be a granola mom.
I am.
Okay.
But, like, a granola mom that's just, like, against, like, I don't know. I just feel like kids need to be kids.
I'm not giving my kid an iPad.
No.
Until, I don't want kids. But if I have a kid, I'm not giving him an iPad until, like, or, like, I'll give him an iPad or them an iPad. But I just mean, like, I would put a lot of restrictions on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would. I feel like they can play games on my phone, you know? I'll, like, get them a phone when they're, like, I don't know, 12, 11.
I think I would give them a phone. I had this argument with my friends the other day of, like, when you should give your child a phone.
When should you?
I got my phone when I was in second grade.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
But I had, like, okay, but I got it for the purpose of just texting and calling my parents, not of the purpose of like go on social media, have games on your phone.
Okay, but you did probably, yeah, right?
Well, I think I had like one or two games on my phone, but it was like this old like Android Nexus phone. Okay. Like, I don't know. And I also like didn't really know how to use it as a child either.
That's so weird to me that you got. I got a phone in fifth grade.
See, like my thing is like I feel like as like we grow up and like generational wise, like it's gonna be younger and younger when kids get phones and need phones to be like, I guess like socially relevant.
Yeah, if I was gonna say, I do feel like in a sense you need to have a phone to be like a functional member of society, which I hate. Like that's something that's dumb. Like, I want to live in the good old days that our parents talk about where they just like ride bikes around the neighborhoods when they're like after school. You know,
I did that. Did you not do that?
Well, like when I was little, but like.
You think they did that as like 15 year olds?
I mean, they would like ride bikes places. I want to ride a bike places.
But I feel like that's not even about like having a phone. I think that's just about how our cities are designed poorly. But that's a whole different conversation to have.
I mean, I know that, like, not having technology comes with its own host of issues, but I do like to, I guess I probably over-romanticize it.
Yeah, I feel like having, like, I'd probably give my child a phone, but with, like, a lot of limitations, and it doesn't mean, like, getting a phone means you get social media. Mm-mm. Like, those are two different things. Mm-mm. Like, because I think having a phone is really needed for safety reasons.
Like, I'll give my child a flip phone. Like, they can get one of those, like, ladybug flip phones.
Yeah, they can choose whichever color flip phone they want. Like, if you want a pink one, you want a razor one, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like a flip phone is a good, like, if your child's in elementary school and you don't want them to be, like, on social media yet.
Yeah.
Just getting a phone that's, like, kind of crappy. Works. I'm down for it. I don't know. I just
like they don't need to be having like an iPhone 15 when they're like two, because
they're gonna break it.
Yeah,
also,
like it's
know.
So pricey for what.
I don't even really want to be a mom, but I just have so many opinions about how people should raise their children. Like, you guys just need to listen to me. Like, don't give your kids technology. Put them in the woods. Like, make them go outside. Get them a bike. I don't know. Like, they just, like, the top memories of my childhood were, like, making fairy houses in my backyard. Did you know?
What did you do during recess in, like, fourth or fifth
grade? I did a lot of things. I remember I started a meditation circle during recess in, like, fifth grade. And me and Reese Wilson would do, like, guided meditation. So that was the thing
so
we did.
Crazy.
But I played Foursquare and I played imaginary, like, games.
Did
like,
you play
oh,
the
I'm the
thing?
Big sister or whatever.
Did you play the thing by the tree? You remember the really big tree that was on the playground?
Yeah, the one where everybody made mud pies?
Yeah.
No, I was never one of those kids.
I was one of those kids. I thought it was so
I remember
fun.
Everybody always thought that was the weird group. Like, there were specific groups and the kids who made mud pies by that one tree were, like, the weird kids.
But it wasn't mud pies. It wasn't mud pies. We'd make fairy houses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We just thought you guys were weird.
Damn.
At least I did, just because I didn't know what you were doing. Like, people would just always be squatting around that tree, and I was like, I don't understand.
Now I know how I was perceived.
I don't know how I was perceived. I think I was perceived as kind of brat. I was a bit of a spoiled brat.
I would kind of think that. But I think I've told you this multiple times. But this is like my one distinct memory of you in elementary school.
Everyone has bad memories.
No, but
of
it's
me
not a bad memory.
School.
It's just like a memory. Mm. Remember that day where we had to like dress up as like a book character or something? And you dressed up as an elf?
Yes, I do. And I was actually Legolas from Lord of the Rings.
I'm so sorry.
Actually, and I had elf ears.
I know, it was awesome. The elf ears. No, I thought it was so cool. I was so jealous. I was literally so
also
jealous.
Also, the fact that I dressed up as a man, so fun.
No, yeah. And I remember seeing your ears and I was like, and I remember talking to you about it. And I was like, I love your ears. Mm-hmm. And then
what?
And then you're like, and I think I was like, oh, I like your eyes. You know, like, they're really pretty. And you're like, my eyes turn different colors when I wear different things.
Oh, they do, though. And you're like, I still believe that.
No, because it's true. Yeah. I just thought it's funny how you said that.
That is funny.
Like, and then you're like, yeah, like, I'm wearing green. So my eyes are green right now. But if I wear blue, which I'm not wearing right now, my eyes turn blue.
I would talk exactly like that. I do talk like that. Oh, man.
I just think it's funny because that's, like, the only thing I remember about, like, us ever interacting in elementary school. But we had a class together, right?
I think we had multiple classes together.
Who'd you have in fourth grade?
Don't know.
At Harrison.
Oh, I did, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I remember what class you were in fifth grade. We were in the same class.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. People have, a lot of people have bad memories of me from elementary school.
I don't
school.
Have bad memories. I just have that one.
Because I do think I was a bit of a brat.
I thought you were really cool.
Aw, that's sweet. I appreciate it.
That's probably because you thought lowly of me.
I did not.
You thought I was weird.
I just don't think I really
making my
knew
mud
you.
Pies in the corner.
Well, I didn't associate you with it.
Oh, really?
No, because I didn't
you associate?
Really. I don't know. I just don't think I knew the people. I was just like, they're weird.
No, yeah, we would play this game called, like, Storm Shelter, and we would make shelters for the fairies.
Oh, that's actually cute.
And, like, for ladybugs and stuff.
Aw, I would plant seeds.
Yeah.
Like, apple from my apple that I ate at lunch. I would go plant
it. So you should have just hung out with us.
Yeah, I should have.
We are basically doing the same thing.
I love elementary school.
Oh, I sucked at Foursquare. I hated whenever my friends went to play Foursquare. I was like, can you please? No.
I was a boss.
I was so bad at it. And then when it turned into like 8 and like 12 square, I was like, I'm over this. Mm-mm. But
we have gotten so off track.
We have. Okay, millennials. I don't know. I think they're a little too dramatic. They're like Jordan in elementary school.
Elementary school. Don't be like Jordan in elementary school.
I know, yeah.
That's how we tie in our conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Every millennial chooses one thing to be like overly pretentious about.
Yeah.
And it can be Star Wars. It could be, like, a political thing. Like, it's literally anything. They're just, like, pretentious.
And I think they're too like, social media culture, which I can say the same thing about Gen Z.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the obnoxious.
Gen Z is chronically online.
Yeah, like, Gen Z is chronically online, but I feel like there's a good amount of us that can kind of turn it off. Not really, though. But I feel like, at least for us, we don't put those on our shirts.
Yeah.
We don't go hashtag pizza or whatever.
Literally.
Like, that's so. So that's too chronically online. Like, chill.
It is. Literally chill.
But they're not even that chronically online.
Yeah. I feel like Gen Z is actually worse with being online.
Yeah. But I feel like because of that, like, millennials think they're, like, so up to date with pop culture when they're so far away.
Like, they're, like, 10 years behind.
Yeah. They're like, oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, they're so far. They're like, wait, you guys don't use Tumblr anymore?
Like, no, babe, no. We don't.
Maybe we have a bad assumption.
Yeah, I'm sorry for any millennials who listen to this. I'm not trying to generalize, but I am trying to generalize because we just did.
Yep.
This doesn't, it's not a personal attack, you know? It's
but, just, like, kind of.
It's kind of a personal attack, but only well, if you use the word, like, small bean. So bad.
Okay.
That anyways,
for this week,
we have a good week, y'all.
Yes. Okay. See you guys next time.
Bye.